You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? We're 1 minute after 7 o'clock on the 12th of June. It's a Monday, so we're starting a brand new week. Oh, it's all exciting, isn't it? Right. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning, hopefully getting you to where it is you're going in the right frame of mind. Looking at a birthday for this morning, we're going to start off with this one. It's a fairly short one. It's John A. Roebling. He was born on this day. The year was 1806. He was a German-born American civil engineer who's famous for his wire rope suspension bridge designs. Now, in particular, the design of what? Very famous bridge. It is, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In limbo, half hypnotized. Each time I let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets. We play the moment on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare. Like a sauna, break up the ice. I know you're gonna stay the night, stay the night. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door?
Closing the bedroom door.
wonder who's leaving a toothbrush at your place this morning. DNCE there. And that was it. It's just simply called Toothbrush. DNCE, they were formed back in 2015, and then they went on a hiatus in 2018. Their music is mainly what, sort of dance rock, dance pop, pop rock and funk pop as well. The band signed with Republic Records, who released their debut single, yes, we know which one that was it? Yes, Cake by the Ocean, remember that? Released on September the 18th of 2015. The song reached the top 10 on several charts, including on the US Billboard Hot 100, where it peaked at number 9. By the way, lead singer Joe Jonas, of course, he originally rose to fame as a member of the band Jonas Brothers. Guess what? With his brothers.
Where do you go, my lovely? Where do you go? I wanna know, my lovely.
We'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, yes. Mr. Freddie Mercury living on his own. No toothbrush there, then. Before that one, No Mercy, of course, and Where Do You Go? And, well, I hope you're going to be making your way off to the office this morning, or, well, wherever it is you're going, as we like to say. Time, 15 minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. So we're going to do this to get you there all nice and clean and spruced up and smelling nice, hopefully. We're going to be moving on up in the shower this morning with Curtis Mayfield.
Hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your destination, though you may find from time to time complications. Slip.
Yes, Curtis Mayfield and Move On Up in the Shower with you this morning. I'm not going to give you the full version. It goes on for about 9 minutes, but that was just long enough for me to go and get myself a cup of coffee. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 19 and a half minutes almost exactly right now after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is a Monday. What do? On Monday, we play music, don't we? Yes, music Monday gets me sort of settled down for the rest of the week. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and breezy this morning, of course. And, well, if you probably remember last week, our friends Renee and Rick, they were travelling over to Houston in Texas over the weekend. And that was quite a long trip. She dropped us a line, as always, Renee and Rick, they dropped us a line in the morning. Says, good morning from hot and humid Houston in Texas after 19 hours of travel. Gosh, that was quite a journey, wasn't it? We arrived safe and sound on Saturday afternoon. The temperature here, makes Panama seem cold. Temperatures this week, between 90 degrees Fahrenheit and 101 degrees Fahrenheit with 85% humidity. Good grief, that is miserable, isn't it? Have a great week. Could you please play The Merry Men and Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot?
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
The merry men there.
What are you feeling?
Feeling hot, hot, hot. He's hot, she's hot. We're all hot together, aren't we, boys and girls? Of course we are. We are 25 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. And here is, oh, Marvin Gaye.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to do last night. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from me? Can't you stand?
Lovely song, Mercy, Mercy Me, from Marvin Gaye. Time on the Breakfast Show. Do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming down to 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Got local news for you. Don't forget, top of the hour at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning. And we were checking in with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin as well, see how their weekends went. And, of course, Ingrid with her everyday story of country folk. I wonder how the cacao is coming on. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this Monday morning. If you've just woken up, good morning. It is Monday. It is the 12th of June. Silvio Berlusconi, the billionaire, media mogul and former Italian Prime Minister who transformed the nation's politics with polarizing policies and often alarmed his allies with his brazen remarks, died on Monday, today, age 86. Berlusconi, Italy's longest-serving premier, who counted Russian President Vladimir Putin as a friend and gained notoriety for his bunga-bunga sex parties, had suffered from leukemia and recently developed a lung infection. Ukraine said on Monday that its troops had recaptured a fourth village in a cluster of settlements in the southeast the day after reporting the first small gains of a counteroffensive against Russian forces. Soldiers held up the Ukrainian flag in Storzhokiv in the Donetsk region in unverified video footage posted online. And the Defense Ministry thanked the 35th Separate Brigade of Marines for regaining control of the village. Ukraine has enforced strict operational silence to avoid compromising an operation it hopes will retake swathes of land in the east and south, and threaten the land bridge that Russia uses to supply the occupied Crimea Peninsula. Russia's Defense Ministry said on Monday it has signed a contract with Akhmat Group of Chechen Special Forces, a day after Russia's powerful mercenary chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin, refused to do so. The signing followed an order that all volunteer units should sign contracts by the 1st of July, bringing them under the control of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, as Moscow tries to assert its control over private armies fighting on behalf of Ukraine. Prigozhin, who has waged a running feud with the Defense Ministry and accused it of failing to provide adequate ammunition supplies to his Wagner mercenaries in Ukraine, said on Sunday he would refuse to sign any such contract. A man was charged with dangerous driving on Monday after at least 10 wedding guests were killed when the bus that they were travelling in crashed in a rut at a roundabout in Australia's worst bus accident in almost 30 years, police have said. 25 people were injured in the accident around 11:30 p.m. on Sunday near the town of Greta, about 180 kilometres northwest of Sydney, said the police. The bus carrying 35 passengers left the road and flipped onto its side at a roundabout after a wedding in the Hunter region, a rural area famous for its vineyards and wedding spots. Residents in the northeast United States were told to expect a brutal morning commute on Monday after a tanker truck fire caused an overpass collapse on a main highway. A section of Interstate 95 was closed in both directions in Philadelphia on Sunday after the tanker truck carrying gasoline caught fire for reasons that were not yet clear. No deaths or injuries had been reported by late Sunday. Now, remember William Barr, the former U.S. attorney to Donald Trump? Well, on Sunday, he defended special counsel Jack Smith's 37-count indictment against Donald Trump, saying that the allegations the former president willfully retained hundreds of highly classified documents are proven true, then, quote, he's toast. I was shocked by the degree of sensitivity of these documents and how many there were, and I think the counts under the Espionage Act that he willfully retained those documents are solid counts, Barr, who served under Trump, told Fox News on Sunday. United States shipmaker Broadcom is set to gain conditional EU antitrust approval for its $61 billion proposed acquisition of cloud computing firm VMware, people familiar with the matter have said. Billionaire financier George Soros is handing control of his massive empire to his son Alexander, a Soros spokesperson said on Sunday. The spokesperson confirmed the details from an interview with Soros published in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday. And Twitter, they have refused to pay its global cloud bills. This is with Google Cloud, as its contract comes up for renewal this month, which could result in the social media company's trust and safety teams being crippled, Platformer reported on Saturday. European stocks rose in early trading on Monday, and world stocks were just below 13-month highs ahead of key inflation data and US Federal Reserve and European Central Bank meetings later in the week. After lacking direction during Asia trading, market sentiment up in early European trading as investors waited for US CPI data due on Tuesday. At 8:45 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index was up 0.2% on the day, holding just below a recent 13-month high, while the MSCI's Europe Index was up 0.8%. Europe stocks at 600 was up 0.5%, and London's FTSE 100 was up 0.3%. The US dollar index was down 0.2% on the day at 103.310. The euro was up 0.2% at $1.0775. The European Central Bank is expected to raise rates by 25 basis points on Thursday. Oil prices fell on Monday. This is ahead of a US Federal Reserve meeting as investors tried to gauge its appetite for further rate hikes amid concerns about the prospects for Chinese demand and rising Russian supply. Brent crude futures was down $1.42, or 1.9%. This is to $73.37 a barrel. That was up by 0902 GMT. United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was at $68.61. That was down $1.56, or 2.2%. And that's it. There we go. That's a look at some of the international news and some of the international business news on this Monday morning. The time, exactly 22.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now, back to the music. And we're going to go back with... we're going to go back with this one. It's Juvo.
Say something.
Yes, Barry White.
Say something.
Together with Lisa Stansfield.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find it somewhere, somehow. I'll never give up looking
that's
for my
right,
baby.
That's right.
I can't find my baby. I don't know when, I don't know why.
Sundays.
He gave the reasons he should go. He said things he hadn't said before. He was so mad. And I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying. I've
been around the world and I can't find my baby.
You remember, it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Over bridge of sight, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I think.
What did you do there?
We touch the sky.
That's why the cheese is there.
the tanks with a bump. They all come out to groove about, nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Oh, well, that's when it's all too beautiful. It's a Monday morning. The sun is shining. Ichiku Park is what it's called. It was a song written by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane. It was first recorded by their group, The Small Faces. Largely written by Lane, it was one of the first music recordings to feature that flanging sound. Yes, it was quite something in those days, an effect at that time made possible by electromechanical processes. Now, the single was not featured on any of their UK albums, but was, however, featured on the North American release, and the album was called There Are But Four Small Faces. Released on the 4th of August in 1967 on Immedia Records, the song was the Small Faces' fifth top 10 song in the United Kingdom singles chart, reaching in position number 3. Ichiku Park became the Small Faces' sole top 40 hit in the United States. Got to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was early in 1968. Can be a little bit slow over there, can't they, really? Some great English pop music. Talking about great English pop music, The Equals. Now, they brought out an album in 1967 called Unequal Equals, written by Eddie Grant. And the song I'm going to play was originally released as a B-side, though, 1986, and was later released as a single in continental Europe before being released as a single in the UK in 68. Baby Come Back is what it was called.
Run away.
There we go. Yes, indeed. The unequal equals. And baby, come back. The equals there. 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Local news for you. Don't forget, at the top of the hour today, as we do, we're checking in with Ingrid in the next hour, our everyday story of country folk. Also with Yasmin. And see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music for today. Right now, birthdays. I tell you what, I've got somebody else who has a birthday today. We're going to go back to the year 1819. Now, believe it, this is a guy called Charles Kingsley, and he was an English priest of the Church of England. He was a university professor, historian, and a novelist, now particularly known for his novels, which was Hereward, The Wake, Westward Ho, and The Water Babies. Now, The Water Babies, I remember as a little kid, was a kind of fairy tale about a boy chimney sweep which retained its popularity. This is the story, retained its popularity well into the 20th century. Isn't that great? Of course, The Water Babies, they grew up, and they became the Water Boys, and they formed a band. And this is one of their songs. It's the Soul Singer. Listen to the words, they're brilliant.
She gets away with being rude, 'cause everyone's scared of his quicksilver moods. The Soul Singer. Every crease of his face is a souvenir. The Soul Singer. He's seen it all, made every move. Who's got next to nothing left to prove? Climbed through the top, been through the ringer. Ladies and gentlemen, the Soul Singer. Likes to grumble, loves to scoff about all of the cats who ripped him off. The Soul Singer is all time.
Told you, yes, the Water Babies grew up to be the Water Boys. And the Water Boys, they're a British-Irish folk rock band formed in London back in 1983 by the Scottish musician and songwriter, a guy called Mike Scott. The band's membership, past and present, mainly being composed of musicians from Scotland, Ireland, Wales and England. Mike Scott, though, has remained the only constant member throughout the band's career. Singing there, the Soul Singer. Love that song. Talking of soul singers, here's Mr. Arthur Connolly with some great soul music.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and sweet. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. My side on Lou Rawls, y'all. I'm only looking for y'all. Love the hurting thing, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spotlight on Sammy Dave, y'all. Oh, don't you look great, y'all. Singing home on our comet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spotlight on Wilson Pickett now. That quick.
Tell you what, I was so lucky growing up with that music. There's Arthur Connolly's Sweet Soul Music. Of course, referring in there to Wilson Pickett singing Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally, now baby, oh no, FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running. And you are listening to this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Banco Nacional and Folklamp Studio, they're presenting the new single From the Beaches, together with Idania Dauman. What a wonderful world.
Thank you.
she goes. Yes, the Dynamite, Dania Dalman. And what a wonderful world, her new single. Right, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Not happy with the weather, is our Mary Lou. Situation normal there. Good morning, Mary Lou. The extremely hot weather is killing me, she says, and the high humidity is making it worse. Good day to everybody. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Rat and Round and Round.
Doing? Wow, what a beautiful Monday. Oh my goodness, look at that sun spitting through that window. It's just shining, lighting up the whole house. Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's been a very interesting weekend, I must say. We had a lot of stuff going on, let me tell you. We had a hole broken in the wall, so we have our fan placed in there. We had all kinds of things going on. It's just everything has been happening all at once. Lots of grass getting cut, the sun coming through, the flowers coming around. Boy, oh boy, it's just going like crazy. So let me look. Oh, Glamona got moved. We have a plant out here that is the Wandering Jew and the beautiful two-colored limbs that just, you put it on the ground, it kind of just takes over the floor cover. Well, she's just growing like crazy. We named her Glamora. Well, Glamora, something like that. Anyway, she's named after two people we dearly love that the cook here stole a little bit of cuttings from each of the two places, so you had to name her after. We did make some more guacamole. Wow, this was from the new tree. It wasn't the same as the old tree. The new guacamole avocados are a little bit more watery, so that didn't work out quite as well. Oh, look at this backyard. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of things going on growing around here. There's a big old kitty cat that tried to eat me this morning when I tried to feed him. But everything is just, again, greener than it was the day before. And all the flowers are popping up. Finally filling in on some areas that I wanted to have the vines grow through and cover up fence so I had a little more privacy. And it's happening. Well, yeah. Let's see. Today is the day for the cacao to get roasted. So I got to do a little more research and see. I think I have to roast them twice. And then after they're roasted, then we're going to crack them open. And after we crack them open, we're going to grind them up and all kinds of stuff. So we've got that going on. Got putty tats laying around everywhere. My goodness sakes. So, if you guys haven't done so, go outside and look at that beautiful morning. It is divine. Until next time, back to you in the studio!
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time. And I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to summer wine, oh, summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line. And then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your
I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime. summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you my summer wine. Oh, summer.
Your eye.
Oh, there we go. Two great summer songs, eh? It's that last one there. Billy Stewart and Summertime. I'm not even going to try making that noise. Was tempted. Before that, Nancy Sinatra together with Lee Hazelwood and Summer Wine. Lovely song. Right, we are coming up for 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. We're also going to be checking in, of course, with Yasmin, as we do, finding out how her weekend went and what's planned for the rest of the week. Looking at birthdays again for today, we had, didn't we? We had earlier on the birthday of Charles Kingsley, who wrote some great kiddie stories. Well, there's another one here. How many of you, as kids, probably not many at all, had read to you or read a book called Heidi? It was a song. It was a book written by Joanna Spyri. And she was born back in 1827. She was a Swiss author of children's stories. And I say best known for that book. Haven't made it into a song yet, as far as I know. Called Heidi. Time on the Breakfast Show for Foreigner. Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Oh,
Waiting for a girl like you. That's Foreigner on this morning's breakfast show. 21 minutes, by the way, before 9, if you are keeping an eye on the time for this morning. I tell you what, just going back to a story in the international news this morning, it's a bit of a sort of a wake-up, I guess, for a lot of us. We all complain, don't we, about silly things, things that aren't really necessary or aren't really important. And then you read a story about a man that was charged with dangerous driving on Monday after at least 10 wedding guests were killed when the bus they were travelling crashed at a roundabout in Australia's worst bus accident in almost 30 years, police have said. A wedding is supposed to be one of the happiest days of your life, isn't it? Especially, you know, not just for the bride and groom, but also for the guests seeing their friends get married. And you just never know what's going to happen. 10 of those wedding guests were killed, 25 of them were injured. You just don't know, do you? You just don't know what is going to happen. And I guess the saying is, you know, live every day as if today is your last. In other words, you know, don't let's try and worry about, I mean, I'm one to talk, but don't let's try and worry about the minor things that irritate us or whatever, because something can change your life in a matter of seconds. It's as easy as that. Either for you personally, something that may happen to you, or from friends, things like that. So, you know, do try and bear that in mind, all right? Sort of live today, enjoy it, and let's try and stop complaining. I should really stop trying to stop complaining.
I'm getting
can probably guess what that's called. That's what they always say. It comes from Mr. Chris Rea. Time on the breakfast show. We're making our way. We're 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Here is a good cover. It comes from a man. They call themselves Ski Whiff. The song you might know, Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Delta Dawn. Delta Dawn.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Fleetwood Mac, no mistake in the mister, and don't stop. Right, now let me see. Time on the breakfast show, 6.5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to be looking at news again. Do you remember we mentioned in the news, must have been the end of last week, because it's the first day of this week, isn't it? Remember two giant rubber ducks that were anchored in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbour? They were going to sail around. This was all part of an art installation by the Dutch artist Lauren Tin Hoffman. Well, one of them has deflated on Saturday. It happened, apparently, to the disappointment of residents coming to see them in scorching heat. It was not clear why the duck deflated. Hong Kong based art studio All Rights Reserved, the organizer of the art show, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's a pity. I originally thought I could see two rubber ducks, said Moon Lam, 72 years of age, who came to the harbour wearing a rubber duck themed t-shirt, a face mask, earrings and socks. Put him on a little boat in there as well with the other one. He could be duck number two, couldn't he? Right. Back to the music. Take us up towards the top of the hour. It's Tanita Takaram. Twist My Sobriety.
All good children need traveling shoes. Drive your problems from here. All good people read good.
never do what you say. I'll never hear you and never do what you say. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn me from my hands, from my hands. You know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety. Fun the people had at night, late at night, don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause to free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing hope. All God's children took their toll. Just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got. Just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. tell you what happened. I got in the car the other day and I thought I'd tell you what I haven't done. I haven't played any of my CDs that are in the car for a while. And they've been in there, I think, since I got the car. So anyway, I sort of played them and this track came on. And I thought, well, gosh, I don't remember that one. It's called Odin's Hill and it comes from Achillea. And I thought, yeah, let's give that a spin, see what people think. Very, very nice. Time on the breakfast show, we're just sort of coming down to 19 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music, comes from Swing Out Sister, and then we're going to be chatting with Yasmin, and the track is called Love Won't Let You Down. Love Won't Let You Down, Swing Out Sister, and it is time to say, guess who's back, Yaz?
Hola, Lola's back.
Lola's back. Good morning, Lola. Hola.
Good morning, Lola.
She's there in the other room. So, yes, we picked her up from my sister-in-law yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she may end up going to stay with some friends in Divisa.
Oh, yeah?
Around that area, yeah. Mm. It's just not fair because she's here in her cage and we're in and out. Mm-hmm. And she needs, she loves company, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She knows we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Lala. Hola. Hola. It's like having a three-year-old child around, isn't it?
Really?
And she's in the room. What? Besito! Anyway, happy Monday, isn't it, yes?
Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday, indeed mm-hmm. it is. Yes. So how was your weekend?
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
We were celebrating my nephew's birthday yesterday.
Oh, right, okay. What do you do?
We went to a restaurant for lunch, mm-hmm. and then we went home to eat the cake.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went last week to my nephew's
mm-hmm.
birthday. That was Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was fun as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like birthdays.
Oh, yes.
Except my own. I've had too many. I don't want to be greedy.
Yeah.
So how's your week planning out? What have you got coming up this week?
Well, tomorrow it's an opening of an event. It's a wedding event.
Oh, right.
And at night, I got an invitation to see Flash, the movie.
Flash?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Flash Gordon?
I guess so.
I don't know. When's that, tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be interested because the only Flash I know is Flash Gordon. Unless you're wearing a raincoat, but that's completely different. good. You've got a busy week coming up.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what have we got here in the studio this week? We've got, who have we got tomorrow? We've got concerts.
Oh, two musicians.
Oh, okay.
They're going to have a concert in the library at Parque Omar.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. So they come in. We've got musicians again on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a lie down for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you? So that's tomorrow. Andres, the other band. Okay. Of course, Alex on Thursday, all being well.
Mm-hmm.
And, good. All right. I'll be ready for that. Looking forward to the weekend already. Hey, what have we got this day in music? Anybody born on this day in music?
Yes. Let's talk about the first one. Bertha Barbie McNeil.
Okay. Barbie. Lovely name. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where they got that from.
But it spells different. It's with double E at the end.
Oh, okay. Lola, be quiet.
She was the co-founder of Motown hitmakers, the Bell Ballets.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In 1963, the group released the non-charting There He Goes before making a mark with Needle in a Haystack. And He Was Really Saying Something. Both became trademarks for the group, who were also specially noted for 1966. These Things Will Keep Me Loving You.
Oh, speak up, you've got competition.
I know.
I tell you what I got. He was really saying something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Where is the time of my life?
there we go. Yes, the Velvets, and he's really saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, nice. I put Lala in front of the oven. Always keeps her quiet.
Poor Lala.
So let me see. What else? Something else to tell you? No, nothing really. Mm-hmm. I've got nothing exciting to tell you. My life, all wrapped up in one. Nothing exciting to tell you. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we want topics, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
For Dr. Computer. Mm-hmm. And we've got that Belkin charger to give away still, and we're going to be doing that. We're definitely going to be doing that on Thursday. So any topics you've got for Dr. Computer, we're going to look and consider, or he will, consider which one he considers to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. And then also, by the way, your other suggestions won't be just lost. We will keep them on record and we will deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Won't we?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, who else is born today? I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one.
The next one is Harold Coward.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1944 from John Fred and his Playboy band, who had the 1968 US number 1 and UK number 3 single, Judy in Disguise, with Glasses, which was a parodic play on the title of the Beatles' song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Mm, that's right. And that was 1968.
Mm-hmm.
See that picture on the wall of me?
Mm-hmm.
I was playing that then.
Oh, wow.
It is, exactly. Oh, wow. I was 19.
Kaleidoscope. people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
And there we have it, yes. John Fred and his Playboy band, and Judy in disguise with glasses. And this is the Beatles, of course, and Lucy in the Sky with diamonds. Oh, there you are. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, very nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. So there we go. Got those two in together. That's funny. Mm-hmm. And that's it then. So you done your supermarket yesterday, or didn't you?
Because I did yesterday.
You did your supermarket.
No, I did on Saturday.
You did it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we did some yesterday.
Oh, yes.
We did some supermarket yesterday. Yes, good. That's good.
That's good.
So what else did I do this weekend? No, nothing. All right, yeah, well, look, enjoy your day.
Thank you, you too.
And I tell you what, you know, I sort of mentioned playing that song back in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And how these, I always say, you know, the songs are sort of like little time capsules. They take you back to a place in the time. There was another song that came out I used to play a lot in those days. From the roundabout the same time, brought back some great memories when I was in Challenger in the RAF. It comes from Bobby Goldsborough, and it's a lovely song called Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. But what the heck, though I pretended hard to be. Guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
first of those two, as I mentioned, Bobby Goldsboro and Honey, and followed on there, Someone Like You from Adele. What's happened to Adele? She's gone all quiet. It's about time you had a new album, Adele. Come on, get to work. One Direction. This is called Little Things.
Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine. But I'll love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you, oh, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. You'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth. 'Cause it's you, oh, it's you, it's you they add up to. And I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
And that's what it's called Little Things. It comes from One Direction. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 5 minutes away from the time I have to think about wrapping things up for the day. So I tell you what, we're going to squeeze one more in. It comes from Zoe. This is going to be our weather report for today. It's called Sunshine on a Rainy Day.
Make me feel like I belong.
that's what we've got at the moment. We've got a bit of sunshine out there, but it might be a rainy day a little bit later on. We never know. Well, we hope so, because we do need rain at the moment, don't we? Of course we do. But just in the right places, which is a little bit further inland. Right, that has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks go out this morning, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her check-in for today. The garden is blooming with all sorts of fruits and flowers, which is lovely, because it's a beautiful part of the country, isn't it, El Valle up there, and cool as well. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my social media expert, expert of everything. That's it. Don't know why I bother coming in, really. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, gets a lot of our background information for us, birthdays, things like that. Big thanks to Neil and the boys and girls at Group Agrada, who keep us up and running every morning, especially to Isaac, who is there bright and early. So big thanks to you, and of course to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show. Wouldn't be the same without you. I'd be talking to myself. So just look after yourselves today, whatever it is you're going to be doing. As we always like to say, please, please, please do it carefully, because what do we want to be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.